Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Ignite your pup and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Accept yourself and heal others starting today. Loving you is.
Well, welcome to the Sharpening Your Spirit Radio Show, where you can heal yourself, heal others, and hear beautiful, gorgeous messages from myself, from above, and from the messengers. This segment is called The Messenger Show, and today we have a very special messenger named Margaret Phillips. I am Cindy Sharp, your host and your coach, and you know what we do here on the show is we help spiritual entrepreneurs to heal their business and to create raving, loving fans. And in this particular show, we empower you to learn new things about spirit and to learn new things that may help you in your life or help you in your spiritual business or whatever it is that you come with today. So come with an open heart and be ready for a beautiful, fantastic show. We'll be spending 30 minutes together, and hopefully you'll get enough time to talk to Margaret yourself. Let me tell you about Margaret. First off, I'm going to tell you my own personal story. I met Margaret kind of obscurely through a class, and I live on the West Coast. She lives on the East Coast. It was definitely one of those spirit-guided meetups, we'll call it. But I had a reading from Margaret that literally changed my life in a way that was such a huge shift and such a different jump into the life of possibilities. And it was, I was having a struggle with my own personal relationship with my husband, who I love dearly. And I knew that there was a way to heal the situation. I just didn't know how to do it. And Margaret gave me some advice, some guidance from spirit, and some of her own personal love guidance that took my relationship from one place and quantum leaped it to a completely new place. And needless to say, I am a huge fan of her beautiful work. Let me tell you a little bit about her. As a young child, Margaret Phillips knew that she was being watched over in a deeply unique way. When at the young age of 8, she was given a picture of a guardian angel, she was very drawn to look at this angel every single day. Kind of an energy of comfort and love really came through this image, and she really started praying and communicating with the angels and God. She was only 8, but her life was already on its way to a beautiful spiritual path. Margaret heard the call, she followed the path, and today she's a spiritual certified hypnotherapist, an empowering spiritual counselor, and a loving holistic healer. And I am a huge fan of hers. Hi, Margaret. We want to invite you in.
Hi, Cindy. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored to be here today.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be with you. As you know, I'm one of your greatest fans. That's what I've already said, I think, 3 times. And I thank you so much for giving up your time. I know that you have a very busy life, and I know that the gift that you have is going to help others. And we have quite a few people here on the line either wanting to chat with you or to hear more about you. So let's just get started. Can you tell me a little bit more about this journey? Because it's so intriguing to think that you started so young. I mean, the age of 8 is, you know, I have children and grandchildren, and I know 8 is pretty dang young. And so share with me a little bit about how that started for you.
Sure. I was raised, I'm actually a abuse survivor. I was raised in a very abusive childhood. I had an alcoholic father who was very abusive. The guardian angel picture that first got me connected was actually a gift from my third, I believe, foster family, who were Catholic. And we only stayed with that family for a short amount of time, but that was just what God had planned. And, you know, we have people who come into our lives, they stay for a brief moment, they stay for a long time. And, you know, they planted that seed. And, you know, it was just a matter of them transferring it. And I actually still have that picture today. It comes with me everywhere I go. It hangs above my bed in every home I've ever had. And it just, it gave me hope because, you know, when you're being abused, especially as a kid, you don't know and you don't understand how the, especially when it's by your parents, you don't understand how can the people who are supposed to love and protect you hurt you. And
absolutely. I have to say, I'll just mention that, you know, I also came from a struggling background. And, you know, I find a lot of us that are, you know, pulled to this healing journey come from a life where we feel like the challenge or struggle that we went through kind of helps us to heal others. Is that kind of how you feel?
I do. I believe that it helps make us more empathetic. I also think that, you know, it kind of gives us the experience. And I believe that we're all here to help each other. And I think, you know, one of the best ways we can do that is to be there and say, yes, I know it's tough, but you know what? I've been through something similar, and if I got through it, so can you. I mean, I truly believe that one of the main things and purposes that the Spirit brings us here for and the universe unites us together for is that so we can be each other's cheerleaders.
Oh, gosh, I have my pom-poms on for you, girl. That's all I got to say. I totally understand that, and I love the fact that you are open enough and you're willing to share that, you know, you went through the pain and the struggle and that, you know, from that pain and struggle gave you this beautiful gift that you now share. So tell me a little bit about that gift and how you share it with others.
Well, it's pretty awesome, actually. As I was growing into my adulthood, I had different ancestors that would come to me. And I would see them, and I actually started, I guess I was maybe about 15, 16, I had some relatives that were passing away, and, you know, we were raised in, like, all kinds of mixed religion families. Some people believed in God, some of them didn't, some of them had no clue what they believed, but, you know, whenever somebody dies, it almost doesn't matter what you believe, there's still pain there. And I was blessed that, you know, even as a late teenager, young adult, I was able to see these deceased relatives, a lot of whom I haven't even met before, because I had instances where my grandmother has helped usher in to heaven other relatives that have passed since I've been here. And being able to see that, it was interesting because it's just like everywhere else in the world, you know. Some of my family accepted that, and some of my family just thought I was completely crazy. And, you know, that's okay because the person who you're supposed to be in line with and the person who you're supposed to help in the universe is what God will put in front of you. So it doesn't matter how many people think you're crazy. But, yeah, I kind of just take my own journey. Go ahead.
Oh, I just want to say I so second that because we certainly are in a place where we're really learning what our own power is on a spiritual level, and that means kind of stepping out and really being our authentic self. And boy, I honor you for being able to do that because, you know, you did it at a time when it maybe wasn't quite as easy as it may possibly be today. So how do you take that gift of what you had happened to you when you were younger and you got these visitations, how does that kind of work when you're working with people today?
Well, it's actually pretty awesome. I absolutely love the gifts that I've been blessed with, and I'm totally grateful for them. I have, because I do have a lot of my ancestors who just kind of like hang out with me and kind of watch over me and my kids, which is awesome. A lot of times when I'm talking to clients, they will help and connect with their deceased loved ones who have passed too. And it kind of like they help the angels make sure that we have the same person, we have the right person that we want to talk to. And, you know, I pray to God and the angels frequently. And I think that's what helps keep me in tune. And I just kind of listen. I don't, you know, I've been through a lot. I share my experience, strength, and hope. But at the same time, a lot of what I do is just like, you know, your show is called The Messenger. That's pretty much what I do. I'm kind of like the mailman. I just kind of take what God and the universe or your deceased loved ones have to tell you and just help you so you can hear it and feel it. And I find that gives people an enormous amount of strength and courage.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I love that little analogy that you're just kind of like the mailman, or we're going to call you the mail angel, that gives his little messages and shares them out. And you do it in such a powerful way, but at the same time, you have this really neat kind of laid-back piece about you that you're very easy to connect to. Can you just share a little bit about maybe an instance when you've helped somebody or shared your gift with somebody and really helped them?
Okay. Well, I mean, I kind of, like you said, I do, you know, I've been truly blessed where people just open up to me. You know, sometimes people will just call me or ask me questions and they'll call with one thing on their mind and, you know, 20 minutes later, we're still talking, and they're like, oh, I didn't mean to, and, you know, so I've been very blessed, and I've been very fortunate, and, you know, to be able to share in different people's experiences and stories, and, you know, here recently, I had a client who had came to me, and she was kind of struggling a little bit, and she had her own issues going on, and she had a gentleman who was kind of starting to show some interest in her. And, you know, which, you know, is human nature. If any of us, male or female, married or single, happens to turn a head, it makes us feel good. Unfortunately, right. though, you know, the person whose head she was turning was giving off kind of a creepy stalker vibe. And this person was very intuitive, and she's a wonderful woman. And she's like, you know, it was nice at first, but now I just kind of get this unsettling feeling, and I've talked to some other people, and they say, no, they don't get that. And I said, you know, and this is what I love, and one of the things I really enjoy doing is helping people tune out the world's vision of what they're hearing and what they're seeing, and help them realize that their heart and their intuition is what is telling them this is right for you or this isn't right for you. And, you know, this woman knew that she needed to not be around this gentleman and that she needed to watch who she was around. But she had all these other people saying, oh, he's so nice. And, oh, yeah, well, you know, he has some trouble with his marriage, but it's all her fault. It's not his fault. And he's so nice and whatever. And, you know, sometimes we have a tendency to try to want to listen to the popular crowd, even when our heart and our gut is telling us, no, something's not right here. And you have to be really cautious with that, you know, because unfortunately a lot of times the he's so nice people are like the axe murderers you see on the 5 o'clock news, and they're saying,
oh dear,
he's so nice, we never would have thought.
right, exactly. And you do have to listen to your gut, because we are getting our own messages, and it is so hard in this, you know, I always talk about being a spiritual being in this human experience, and as a human, we really want to honor and listen to others. But the reality is, it's listening to our own heart and listening to spirit is really the best step.
Yep, you're absolutely correct. At the end of the day, that's what's going to keep you safe. That's what's going to make you your happiest. That's what's going to help you align yourself with your divine purpose and allow you to have the joy that you were meant to have while you're here.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, we have a few extra minutes here, and what I would wonder if it would be okay is if I could invite a couple people on, and they have some questions for you. The people that I do invite on, I'll let you know this is a short show, so we just allow a couple minutes per person. So I would like to know if that would be fine with you, Margaret.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. I love helping people, and, you know, even if it's only for a few short minutes, I'd be glad to.
Oh, beautiful. And this is a wonderful way for them to get to know you and the beautiful message that you have here. So hold on just one moment.
Sure.
Hello. I know I have a gentleman here from New York, and your name again is?
My name is Ashil, A-S-H-I-L.
Hi there. Nice to meet you. Do you have a message for Margaret? Or a question for Margaret?
A question. My question, Margaret, is I'm trying to find my purpose, and
yes.
I'm just trying to see if I can get some insight, because I feel like something's coming, but I'm not quite clear on it yet.
Well, I'm getting that, first of all, you know, you need to trust yourself. That feeling that something is coming, you are absolutely correct. There is something coming. There's actually a couple different career possibilities that are on their way to you. I'm being told that you need to take charge of the situation. You need to kind of make sure that you're doing your research, see not only what is going to benefit you financially for these career possibilities that are opening up, but also see, again, you know, like we were just talking about a couple of seconds ago, see what feels right in your heart, see what really pulls you, see what you can see yourself doing day in and day out. You know, a lot of people go to work or they have a job which is just over broke. You know, what you want to do is your life purpose. You want it to be something where you're not dreading getting up in the morning. You want it to be something where you're happy to go to work, and you'd be fine if you had to go 7 days a week because you actually enjoy what you're doing. But I'm getting, again, that you need to do some research and make sure you take charge of it. You're going to have a couple options open up. And one of those options is actually going to be in a leadership position where you'll be able to have employees underneath of you. But I'm getting that you need to, again, make sure that it sits right with you, because with leadership comes challenges and there also comes responsibilities. And you need to make sure that that's going to sit well with you when you have to make the tough decisions at the end of the day or the end of the week.
So just do more research, that's what you said.
Yes, yes, and you will have, I'm getting kind of like in the near future, you're going to have a couple different options come and open up to you.
Okay, sounds good.
You're welcome.
Well,
thank you, Rashiel, for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling in, and thank you so much, Margaret. Thank you for calling in, and stay on the show and listen to others.
Thank you.
Hi there. This is Cindy.
Hi.
Your name is?
My name's Lainey.
Lainey. Hi, Lainey. Where are you from?
I'm from Chicago.
Oh, wonderful. I'm going to go ahead and let you ask a question to Margaret.
Okay. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Lainey. It's good to have you.
Good to have you, too. I am very caught up on my ex-boyfriend, and I don't know why. Like, I keep having dreams about him. And I don't know, like, I know I feel like I need to close the door, but I don't know.
And what's his name?
Matthew. Okay.
Now, do you ever, you said you're very caught up on him. Do you ever kind of find yourself just wondering if he's going to come back, or wondering, you know, if you did the right thing by you guys ending the relationship?
I keep wondering if he's going to come back.
Okay. Because what I'm getting is that part of the reason why you are so hung up is because you are having the strong feelings you're having are actually real and they're worth going forward with. I'm getting that you guys will have a reconciliation come up. You need to, when that happens, I'm getting that you need to kind of like not necessarily try to find fault with who, you know, who was responsible for the breakup, but more just enjoy the fact that you're together again.
Do you know anything soon or probably not?
I see it kind of happening. Like I see the leaves changing, on the trees. So that tells me probably like by the fall.
Okay.
So that might sound like, I know, you know, it's April and just barely starting here. It might sound like a long time, but sometimes, you know, like Heinz Ketchup says, good things come to those who wait sometimes, you know?
Yes, exactly.
So oh, Lainey, can I ask, does that kind of resonate with you?
Oh, totally. No.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, well, thank you so much for calling in, and stay on the line.
Thank you, Lainey.
Hi there. Hi there. This is Cindy.
Hi.
And you have a hi, and your name is?
My name is Maria. Hi, Cindy. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Maria.
Hi, Maria. And you're from where, Maria?
I'm from Miami, Florida.
Ooh, nice to have you here. We have people from all over the place. Do you have a question for Margaret?
Yes, Margaret. I have health, I have a job, and I'm okay by myself. But I would like to have a romantic love to share my life with. And do you see something coming for me this year?
Yes, actually, I do. And, you know, one of the most important things that you said is that you're okay with your job and your health. And you know what? When we're okay with ourselves, that's when we start attracting healthy people into our lives. That's when we get those healthy, positive relationships that we want to have, as opposed to the drama-filled ones that make us crazy. I'm being told you need to stay optimistic, that positive thinking and faith will bring you a new romance. And again, it'll be a healthy one because you are so sure of yourself and you are so okay with yourself. And again, that's just, that kind of just makes you very attractive because, you know, when you hold yourself in high esteem, that helps other people to see what you're worth because your beauty and your value shine through and there's nothing that can darken that. So I don't see you, you know, I see good things coming. I see you having a partner to share your joys and triumphs with in the near future. And, you know, I see you being happy and strong and successful.
Okay. Great.
Wow. Well, that.
Thank you.
Wow, we got a whole bunch of
You're
beautiful
welcome.
Messages here on the show today. So I want to thank you so much for calling in. And I'm going to put you on hold and stick with us.
Okay.
So, Margaret, thank you so very much. That's so absolutely beautiful that you're able to do that and to share that gift. And I see that people have many questions from different areas of their life, jobs, romance. What other types of things do people come to you for?
Usually my main two that people come to me is obviously the jobs and the romance, but I also have a lot of people and the people I usually deal more intensive with are people who are struggling or people who have triumphed through something or people who have started triumphing through something, people who have overcome something, but they're just kind of stuck. Like they've started and done some of the work, but they just need some help, some extra guidance, somebody to just kind of like, again, be their cheerleader and say, you're doing the right thing. And to move them along. I help people with their self-esteem. I do past life work because sometimes, you know, we have stuff that we bring from our past lives that just make this life so crazy. We just can't be happy until we learn how to release that. So I do, and I, again, I have been blessed that I have many different talents that I can use. And when I work with somebody, I pull, like, everything in. And I pull it in as based on what spirit tells me I need to pull in. So, you know, I do, if somebody needs hypnotherapy, I do that. If they need past life regression, I do that. I'm a trained shaman. If somebody needs a shamanic healing or a soul retrieval journey, I do that too. So I pretty much, you know, I help people pretty much get their life back on track, no matter. Almost, I knock on wood, I haven't found anybody that I haven't really been able to help yet. So I've been very blessed,
you know,
with that, and I've had people from all over have all kinds of different things.
Well, I find it so intriguing that you have such a beautiful big basket of tricks that you can, you know, and I don't know if that's the correct way to say it, but, you know, this beautiful big dessert plate of things that you can share with people. How do you know what is right for one person or the other, or do you get some kind of guidance that tells you this is what this person needs?
I'm pretty much, again, I use my intuition on what I feel, what I hear. Anytime I work with clients, just like before your show even today, I take a few minutes, I get myself centered, and I ask spirit, I ask my guides, I ask the angels and God to help me know what's best for my client and for the clients that will be put in front of me. And, you know, that's just my way of staying in tune, and I do some other things too, but, you know, even like I take a lunch break every day. When I stop and I do my thing, and then before I come back from work from lunch break, I stop and I take a few minutes and center myself before I call somebody. I'm just like totally, you know, I'm like almost constantly rechecking in just to make sure that I'm there and where I need to be. And then sometimes, you know, one of the amazing things about card readings is, yes, it gives us a general idea of where we're going and what's coming up, but sometimes we change our own path, and that can sometimes change our reading. And one of the great things is that just like sometimes when we change our reading, I've had a few clients where I've worked with and we've started working with something and, you know, different things have come out in counseling and in coaching. And I've said, you know what, I'm really getting that we need to put this on the back burner, and there's a bigger issue, and I think we need to deal with that right now. And, you know, that is totally, that's not me, that's totally the spirit talking, and that's the spirit saying, okay, here's how we're going to break through, here's how we're going to make this person triumph, here's how we're going to give him or her the joy that they deserve and that they want.
Oh, gosh, I absolutely love that, because that so touches my heart. And we're at the time in the show where we talk about what I love, one of my little favorite pieces in the show, and that is it's called the Love Up Session. And it's just three spirit-filled quick questions to know a little bit more about you. And the first question is, what is your absolute favorite spiritual ritual that helps you stay connected?
My favorite one is sometimes I have a tendency to feel like I'm just off-centered for whatever reason. It has a tendency to happen when the moon cycles change. And I have this large piece of calcite that actually I have to take both of my hands to hold it because it is so large. And I just kind of sit on my floor with that and just I put some shamanic drumming in. And I just kind of sit and be still and allow myself to feel the ground underneath of me. And just kind of allow spirit to come back into me and to just recognize and be very mindful of everything, not only what I'm sitting on, but, like, you know, how the air feels as it's brushing up against my arms and my legs and, you know, if the window's open, how that slight breeze might feel. And, you know, that is, like, my favorite reconnection thing. And it's interesting because my girls know, you know, they're like, oh, mom's getting the calcite out again, you know, and they're really cool because I love sharing with everybody and especially my children the different things I've learned. And it's so awesome when you can teach your kids, when you're feeling a little frazzled, it's okay to take that time out for you. And, you know, you can do it however it works. But, you know, like I said, for me, that's, like, my favorite thing.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So what you said was that you grab calcite. I'm sorry, I haven't heard
calcite.
Of that stone. Is it a stone or a mineral?
Yes, it's like a it's kind of like a mineral type crystal stone. It's generally the one I have is rough. It's not polished or anything. Like I said, it's pretty good size. It probably weighs about like 3/4 of a pound. It's pretty good size.
Big one.
And it just and calcite is just really awesome for grounding and helping you reconnect.
Okay.
In my personal opinion, it's not the prettiest thing in the world, but, you know, it is one of my favorites just because of the way it is. And I was in the crystal store the one day to get it, and I wasn't even looking for that. I was looking for something else, and we were out in the parking lot, and I said, I got to go back in. And my girls were like, what are you talking about? I said, there's something in there I'm supposed to have, and I missed it. And we're walking around, and we went to this table that I usually don't go to because it's, like, the more polished, the more fancy, whatever, and I don't really work with a whole lot of, you know, extra fancy high-end stuff. And it just so happened this piece of calcite was clearance at a very reasonable price, and I'm like, that's what I'm supposed to have. And they're like, oh, what's that good for? So it's
so
just amazing stuff.
So calcite is good for grounding.
C-A-L-C-I-T-E.
Oh, perfect. So quickly, tell us your favorite spiritual ritual that helps you. Your favorite ritual that helps you with your spiritual business, or your favorite thing that you do that helps you with your spiritual business.
It might sound kind of weird, but ironically enough, the most favorite thing that helps me with my spiritual business is actually doing it. I mean, when I help other people, when I see them, and when I hear on their voice, you know, whether it's through Skype or through email or through phone, when I see them get that energy and that self-confidence that, yes, I can do this, and yes, I'm doing the right thing, and this is what I'm supposed to do. When people get excited with that energy, it gets me excited, and that's what keeps me going, is that excitement and that knowledge and being able to share that and help people boost their self-esteem and their confidence.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So we're at a place where it's getting to the end of our show here. And what I want to do is I want to talk a little bit about this beautiful program that you have that, boy, if I was just a listener and not as a listener, when I read about this program, I think this absolutely is amazing for somebody that's looking for a holistic approach to be able to help them with each individual piece of their lives. And this is a full program that helps in so many different areas, and it's called the Life Focus Program. And it's to help you to get back on track and feel like yourself again and to gain some clarity. And there's many things that you get in this program. This is a beautiful program. This is actually, I believe, is it a four-week program? It's two sessions a week.
Yes,
is that correct?
Yes, it's two sessions, two 30-minute sessions a week for 4 weeks. It's a very intensive program, but it's also like, you know, that B12 shot for your confidence, and that B12 shot to get you moving and jumping and to help you start fixing what needs to be fixed. And, you know, people spend decades in therapy, and, you know, not that that's great. I get that. And I'm glad that that helps, but, you know, we're only here for a short time. Let's not spend decades being miserable. Let's get it fixed and get going and be happy now.
Oh, gosh, that's a beautiful way to say it. And just for being, you know, here on the show or listening to Sharpening Your Spirit Radio, you get a couple of great bonuses. You get a beautiful free workbook, and she also gives 50% off, or excuse me, $50 off. Let me make sure I say that again, $50 off this beautiful program. And it's a, like you said, a B12 shot for your life and getting things done in a quicker, more faster way. So the number to reach her at is 856-449-9099. Or you can reach her at Margaret at her website, which is angelsalwaysaroundus.com. That's angelsalwaysaroundus.com. Margaret, I can't thank you enough for sharing your gift today. It is wonderful to know you, and I feel very blessed to have you in my circle of friends.
Thank you,
my
Cindy.
Heart.
The pleasure and the honor is all mine, trust me.
Well, I just have to let you know that when I'm around you, my heart is just a little bit bigger and a little bit more full of joy. So I want to give you great gratitude for coming
you.
On today. And that ends our show today. This is the Messenger Show on Sharpening Your Spirit Radio. This is your host, Cindy Sharp, and we always send everybody off with love, light, and a big kiss. So have a beautiful day, and again, if you'd like any help whatsoever on a deeper, more loving level, a B12 shot for your life, contact Margaret at her webpage or at her phone number, and she would love to support you and help you and give you a couple of beautiful bonuses just for listening to the show. Thank you and have a beautiful day.